Stock prices ended the week sharply down amid fresh evidence the economy's weakening. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 2.1% of its value. The Nasdaq fell 3.6%. Unemployment got worse in June, and adding to this glum picture, major technology companies again reported disappointed earnings. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Friday afternoons in summer are typically light trading days in the stock market, so when there's bad news and people start selling off stock, they can have trouble finding buyers. The result is that stock prices fall a bit faster than they otherwise would. That may partly explain what happened yesterday. In the morning, the Labor Department reported that the unemployment rate rose a tenth of a percentage point to 4.5% in June. Businesses cut 114,000 jobs from their payrolls, more than expected. Economist Richard Yamarone of Argus Research says once again manufacturers lost the most jobs.
It's in metals, it's in industry machinery, it's in electronics, electronic components. Clearly, manufacturing is the economy's the weakest link.
But there were also signs the weakness in the economy is spreading to the all-important service sector, which employs more people than any other. The government said only 5,000 service jobs were added during the month, many fewer than normal. Especially hard hit were temporary jobs, which are often the first to be cut by companies in slow times. The employment report came just as investors were digesting some bad news from two more technology companies, EMC and Advanced Micro Devices. EMC lost more than 28% of its value throughout the day, falling as low as $21.60 a share. Alan Ackerman is chief investment officer at Fondstock & Company.
Some of the big companies in the technology sector, those which were the blocks of granite earlier over the years, EMC in particular, which is in the storage data business, have hit their lowest level in 2.5 years. And when you see sellers surface in a stock like this, which earlier over the last 12 months was trading at over 100, you begin to worry about how low is low.
The slide in tech stocks sent the Nasdaq Composite Index down almost to the psychologically important 2000 level. For the week as a whole, the Nasdaq Index lost 7.2% of its value. The bad news yesterday only compounded the sour mood on Wall Street. After months of disappointing corporate earnings, investors are anxiously looking for signs of recovery. Already, consumer confidence has rebounded somewhat, and auto sales remain strong. Many economists say it's only a matter of time before the recent string of interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve has an impact, but the poor technology earnings and the weakness in service sector jobs suggest that the rebound may take a lot longer than many people hope. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.